Start your day Northwest London. Start your day to Northwest London. Monday, 29th of Iyar, 30th of May, 44th day of the Omer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon, the minhag of trees and flowers on Shavuos. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, Leila Nishmas, Rabbi Ephraim Fischel, Ben Rabbi Yol, Ari Yisrael Lerocha, Rabbi Fischel Dixon for Lerocha Antwerp, whose yard site was on the 21st of Iyar.
Thank you. Good morning. The topic of today is about the minhag. I don't say liyashev, but about the minhag to spread all grass. We're going to see what means grass. All trees, to bring trees in the shul and in the house. The minhag, we don't see it in the Rishonim until the Ramo. The Ramo bring the Maharil and say, there is a minhag. So first he say, we read Megillas Rus. And because Megillas Rus is the Zman Ketzir Chetim, so it's the time of Shavuos, she went in the field to pick up Chetim. So for that, there is a minhag to spread Asavim in the shul, in the house. So it's true, there is such a minhag. And the minhag is, what is Asavim? And the word Asavim is going to split around between Asve Bosem, something that smells and that fragrance, and is fragrant to smell, and Asavim, that would be the Chitim. And there is such minhagim that, for example, in Minhage Jerba, they are going to put, and Telamasan, Tlemcen, they are going to put on top of the chandelier that people shouldn't touch there because there is all kind of shyness about making the bracha during the davening. So they're going to put on top of the chandeliers, you don't have chandeliers here, you know, the big copper arachnoid, spider chandelier, Sephardic chandelier, they're going to put this kind of herbs. And the nana, the mint. They have also near the bima, this is Ore Isbebesamim, the lavender and the romero and the rosemary is Atsebesamim. So they're going to put also Adasim, and you'll see by the Sephardim, they will put near the bima, a table, with a lot of mint, spearmint, and a lot of lavender, or Adasim, or Myrtus, or rosemary. The minhag to, this is a minhag for the greens. So we are setting up of the greens. I don't know something else that are used. Some people are using after that more greens, but for example, around the bima, lulavim. And that's another time. It's not the time of ketzir chitim, things that are growing, but more the time of chupa. And that is already intermediate to the why etzim, why ilan. Because, like the rabbi just said before, it's also the bikurim. And the bikurim is, of course, mina ilan. The first ilan is the chita, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, the priets hadat that Adam HaRishon ate was chita. So, Chita will be the first Bikurim, after that you have a Bikurim. Also in Mishnah, of Rosh Hashanah, in the Gemara Tetzayin, it says that there is on Shavuos a din on the Peros HaIlan. So to recall for us the Mitpalelim, because the Peros HaIlan is for men, the Henot Ben Bnei Adam, that's why we make the Bracha, if you remember, during Yemei Nisan. Yemei Nisan is only the Chodesh Nisan. Most of the poskim say Chodesh Nisan. Yemei Nisan will be the first part of the Una, and it's finishing a little bit before Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. This Yemei Nisan is when all the trees are blooming, and there is small fruit starting. So now that the blooming is completely finished, we will ask from Hashem that it should be a good year, it should be nice fruit. Where the roses are coming. So this is Mitzad Ilan. So Lechoire, we should use Ilanus, to put Ilanus, that gives fruits. However, if you're going to buy the calamandin, you know, by the store, and put it on a lemon tree or a small apple tree, and you're going to put in the shul, people may take some. So right away, the mefarshim are saying, no, we put only etz sarak, trees that don't give fruits. That means there is a dichotomy, yeah? There is a play. We are putting trees because to recall and to remember and to pray for Peres Ha'ilam, because it's Rosh Hashanah LePeres Ha'Neshet, but Danim LeYisraelam. At the same time, yes, but LaHalacha, be careful, we don't put it as right. Okay. So this is the second, is that in Italy.
Lulav is a date.
Oh. Yeah, yes. But there is no dates on it. And it's cut. In Satmer, they were putting four lulavim around the minag. Very good that you bring it. There is minagim mitzad chupa. You know that there is a minag to say tnoim between the Ibishter and Yiddish folk, between the Yiddish folk and the Torah. And so all the Torah is the ksuva, or the baneinu arevim ba'adeinu, the children. Anyway, there is such minagim. So from the Aron HaKodesh to the Bima in Italy, Trieste, Siena is in Firenze, Florence in Italy, they were making a carpet rosso, like for a king or like for a VIP, with on both sides a few laurel, bay leaves, the laurel tree, Ale Daphna, but as a tree, because that was a cover that you can even see in some very big hotels outside. You have a topiary, a bowl of Ale Daphna, of laurel, because it's covetic, it's very malchus, it's very royalty. However, the same thing we bring from the Aron HaKodesh to the Bima, but it's a minag that I didn't see, I just heard reported in Minage Trieste, Siena, in Toscany, Minage Trieste, Siena, and Firenze, Roma, Napoli, they don't have such minage. Now there is another thing that is brought clearly, and the parallel will be, so again, all this is what it says in the Ramon, and you're going to say, Nara, Nara, Pashte, there is all kind of minagim, sub-minagim coming up. Is it before the Ramon? We're going also to see. They're going to make us smarter with the Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, true, we're reading Ruth, but Shir HaShirim is like Arugas HaBoisem. Arugas HaBoisem, so Esev that is Boisem, I don't know if you know, it's the Ezivion, is this, the lavender. Lavender, it's called in other ethnic, it's called, because it looks like a Esev, but he has a nice smell as well. So the Esev Bosem, or Bosem, generally is the lavender. So we do have places that they put lavender, not so many, but Ikar is, what I know, is this kind of wheat, wild wheat, and mint, but there is places that they put, in Turkey, they put three plants to smell in order to make bore is bebesamim, bore atze besamim, and anotem reartov laperot. It's lavender, it will be isbe. Some people make atze, I know it's a tree, but they say that it dies, the branches and the trunk dry, it dies, it's always a new flush. On the romiro, on the rosemary, they make atze besamim, that definitely you can see even around that the tree and the stem are keeping. And in Turkey, they're using, in Istanbul, they're using apples. And the apples, they say, anoten reartov laperot, to be marbe broches. So it's strange, like we are missing broches in Shavuos. So to be marbe broches, a little bit like in Yom Kippur, there is a minag to smell apple with konfu, with besomim, yes. Or esrog with besomim, depending on the community. Also to be marbe broches. Anyway. However, in Shir HaShirim, it's like Arugas HaBoisem, Roy BaShoshanim. Shoshanim, there is a pond. A pond that is not Shoshanim. Everybody knows now what's called a Shoshanim. In Hebrew, we call that, in Gemara, Varda. Yeah? The Shortim, they know that between the two mot on the level, going to the heart, there is a Una, small Una called Varda. So this is called a Varda. because it's rose, and also it's round and small. The common is okay. Shushanim is Lashon Shushan, the siman of Shushan, Ira Pira, and we know exactly the format of it. It looks a little bit like a chrysanthemum, but less leaves. It's a siman Shushan Abira Chtum Aba on the Kotel HaMizrahi from the Arabais to show that Paras gave the permission to build the second Beis HaMikdash. We know exactly the sign. It's simply the lily. Lily of the valley that smells very strong. This is, in Japanese, it's called urine. You can eat the root, you can eat the top. Family of the iris. But the iris already passed the time. The urine is now blooming. You can buy it. I don't get percentage. In Tesco, you have Japanese urine, a beautiful one that smells very nice as well. So this is, but we don't see people putting, I didn't see, maybe you saw, to put Shoshanim. And the word of Shoshanim, the play word is Sheshonim behalachot, like the Midrash say. What is Shoshanim? The same letters, but a different mikud, different vowels. Sheshonim behalachot, ta'arugat abosem. And Sheshonim Ba'alachot. This is the minagim that has to do with Shavuot because it's Chagabikurim, it's Ketzichitim, and it's Matan Torah. Great. There is a very strange minag. People that went in Eretz Yisrael, they know. Mezalfim Mayeda Beda. They threw water one on the other. People went to Eretz Yisrael. In Shavuot, they don't see people throwing water bombs, and they have guns with bombs, and cups with, so the Sfarish HaChachamim say it's not so nice. If the Hamares or small children playing, it's okay to be Mezares and simple, but it's not so nice to do. What is this minhag to put wheat, to put this kind of wild chitim that is grass and at the same time wild chitim, and also to be Mezalef Mayim, generally by the Moroccans they do this, is because happened to be Shesh Sivan is 3 months to what? What is the 3 months prior to Shesh Sivan? Zayin Adar. So Yocheved kept Moshe Rabbeinu for 3 months, Neshlosha Yerachin. After that she has to put it between the Suf. Not in the Yehor, but Toch HaSuf. So to be matzil from the water, well, and to be zoicher the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu that we also got the Torah from. So the persona and the identity of the persona, when they are mezalef mayim dabeda, there is other reason. The person is sleepy because he was learning the whole night, so they wash their face if you want, in a funny way by throwing one each other water. But all these minagim are coming to be mechavev to the Amcha, to Mechavev, to the children, because, and that was the person asked me before, why is it that we are doing something in the other Chagim, we don't have all that. But yeah, because in the other Chagim, we have Keninore Sukkahs, we have 4 days to make the Sukkah, to buy the Esrog and the Lulav. So there is an interaction with the world. Pesach, don't ask. If you don't know, ask your wife. We have to clean, we have to buy the matzahs, and we have to make the chayim. Rosh Hashanah, we have the shofar, and we have tashlich. So each holiday has something, begashmi, that we have misasek b'yadayim. Shavuos, it's nachamo learning Torah. So what is the chidush? The chidush is we are bringing things that is recalled us of the mitzvahs. What was the Matan Torah? Matan Torah was given b'chiba yeseiraya. And the Jews were standing from tonight. Neged ha'ach, v'yachen sham Yisrael neged ha, ke'ish echad belev echad. It was an achdus. Never before we had such an achdus. Never after, in Mirza Hashem soon, we had such a v'yachen lashon yachid. Speaking about 2 million, 3 million, with the Erev Rav, maybe more, I don't know. 5 million, I don't evaluate by statistic how much is 600. Adult from 20 to 60, how much population do you have? Some people say 2 or 3 million. Nevertheless, Vayachen Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, it's something very strong. And here it's also in relation with the Shavuos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell to Moshe Rabbeinu, God said to Moses, make sure that the Jews don't go on the Ark. Not only the Jews, also the behemoths. One second, Ark it's called, Ark Sinai is called what? Ark Choyrev. All the Mefarshim, Lama Shmo Choyrev, because nothing grew on it. Yeah, like Montpellier in France, there is Chochmea Ark in Provence, this is Montpellier. Pellier, that means it's completely shove, nothing grew on it. It's really stones. So what it says that there is a mire, there is a salkedata, that there is a mire for the tzon, and for the bakar, and also for the people. True. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, it was smell, it was the samim that went together with it, that people should have also to enjoy. The olfactive aspect is the closest to the brain, the eyes, and the olfactive and the hearing. That's the three big senses that a person has. On the higher part of the head, closest to the brain. Rashi explained, a person that wants to learn Be'iyun, it's good that he has a good smell around him. He should speak loud to listen to his ears what he is. Mafik mipumia, what he takes out from his mouth. And he should look in the sefer. Because these three senses from the five senses that we have from the gusto and the tactile, these three senses are called higher senses. That is the closest to the brain. I mean, effectively, but also closest to the brain, that is mo'erer, mezares, the person to be more attentive, more focused, and to remember better. So we have all this Shulchan Aruch, yeah, all these things. Each one with his minag. However, in the 18th century, the Gaon of Vilna said Adkan. He saw that they were bringing laurel, but he saw also that they were bringing etz, that's called a Tannenbaum sapin, pine tree, that you can keep in a potter that smells good. Yeah, you have pine tree that smells very good. Brushing or not brushing. Arba vitae smells very, very good, especially if it's blooming. And they were bringing that in the shul. That's like kechukas agoyim. The goyim, for their days, they have that, the tannenbaum. Yeah? They have the pine tree in the house and in the knesiot. It's not a minag. It's called chukas agoyim. The minag is kadum, for sure. So you put plants, you put on the table with besamim of adasim and of min, but to put the tree ilam to be masculine. So there is people allowed that are following in Brisk, Slusk, that are following the minag agro. They don't bring in the house. They nice. So they bring a rose flower. They bring a bouquet of rose flowers. They don't put on the table. They put all on the floor, on the side. Rose flowers, okay, that's for the floor. Yeah, the Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to bring flowers, but not to bring them. Matter of fact, it goes so far and so much that they don't even put any green. Not only flowers, because maybe there's a day that flower is also chukas agoyim benogia to the. I know that here there is rabbanim that are mekilim, but I'm speaking about, we were afraid in Hungary about the neologism, the moderne, not to put flowers in the Besachayim. You know, that's why? Because by the Jews, in the Besachayim, we put a ner and we put a stone. Don't put flowers. There's no such thing. Okay. But I know that there is Dayonim that brings it.
They changed it later because of the Goyim.
That's right. The same thing here. Because of the matter of fact that Bikabala, when you go out from the Besachayim, thank you very much, there is a minute to remember a pasuk of Trias HaMesim, Ke'etz HaSadeh, we take it, we throw it from behind the back, some grass. It's true. But on the Kever, we don't bloom. Bloom, definitely not. Matter of fact, it says that if Adasim are growing, that's a simen, it's a tzaddik, etc. But I'm speaking about flowers. Flowers we don't put. So here also, we don't put flowers. But even greenery we don't put. By the Talmid Agro, Rav Eliashiv said that we can, by him it was not, but say we can put, they said that in his house, basically. In Lubavitch, for example, there's absolutely no green. So this ethnobotany that has to do with Shavuos was maybe developed, maybe, to recall the Amcha and the children that there is something also Shavuos. There is Tzichitim, and there is the Yan of Bikurim, there's for Moshe Rabbeinu. All these things to make that Shavuos should go out from a regular mundane day or mundane holiday, a cholamoid, yantiv, yeah. There is something. Let's do it. I will also recall from my previous Rosh Yeshiva in Switzerland a diuk in the bracha that we make in Yemen Nisan, the henot b'ayim pnei adam, when you say the tree blooming. It says in the halacha, bepam rishoina. Say when it's blooming. Yemen Nisan is 30 days or 45 days. Yemen Nisan can go. It doesn't say Chodesh Nisan, Yemen Nisan. So it can be 45 days. White palm Rishona. When you see it, and that's Be'etzem, that's what happened. When you see it, in 3 days I'll do it, in 4 days. You did like Kiddushah, because Alvana Kiddushah, make it later. So white is the palm Rishona. So Rav Moshe Bochko, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, was going from 80 Rue de Colondal, from the Yeshivetz Chaim through the small Gasselach to the Avenue des Alpes. You know, and it was a tree there, always full of flowers. After that, he was giving pears, and the pears were small. And he was stopping, not every time. And he said, oh, das ist schon der Reyashnishin. No, Lehenos Baem. Bnei Adam, he wasn't making the old bracha. Shekach baruch, shekach ala b'ulamo. What happened after? After you make the bracha, shekach ala b'ulamo. But you don't stop b'limudo ha-mafsik b'limudo v'aymer ma-nir ma-yafe ilan zeh. But when you know that the Yibishter b'shafen trees with fruit, and it's lehenot b'ayim bnei Adam, the first time when the blooming is, you make lehenot b'ayim bnei Adam, sof, it will be a... But later on, what you do is shekach alo b'ilom. I mean, Sluska in Gevelle. It's a very chassidish gedanke. Yeah. Pam rishoina. What's it with the emshech? What is later on? Later on, there is also shvach b'otayo. So all these things of mitzad chidush of matan teira beish. Mitzad chidush of matan teira is the yichud. But we have to recall memories. I think that you recall the good time that you recall. And this is to put in the children, to permeate in the Amcha, the union of Chavivus of Limud Torah. We'll give you a half a dollar, half a fund, we'll give you. Is the Chavivus, Yom Tov, we cannot give money. So we let you play. Now, there is a makor to all that. I have another 2 minutes. Yeah. Yes, there is a very strange makor, and I keep it for the hand. It's Amon. We learn halacha from Amon Arasha. Amon comes to Achashverosh. Yesh noach amicham mefuzon furat benamim vidoteit shein mikolam vecholdate amelech ena noisim. En la melech shavela amicham. There is a folk that has a very special identity. You cannot work emancipation and assimilation to them. It's a chapsich nish. What they do to the Shabbat cannot work. Shabbos, to die, no, 3 days, for sure, 3 days, come on, not tonight, I cannot tonight, Rosh Chodesh. So, and next week, I have to go to the Jubilee, yeah, please go, I'll come Friday morning, no, 5 days I cannot, but because I have Erev Shabbos, and I have Shavuos 2 days, every day there is another thing, if not every day, every month, and the Melech. And he explains, what is so different? I'll tell you. And they are teaching and calking, instructing the children in the house that there is separation by Yisrael Amim, yet the Shabbos. They make half dollar. Yeah? And Rosh Hashanah, they blow shofar. And Sukkos, they take. We wish our heart, our lippen, our... Wizot mean lipnim. Lips. The lev. Our lip, our eyes should be for God. And we should have a sword to cut Lahamaya, to should be a revenge on the people. Really? Yes. That's the kavana that they have in the lulav. And so Pesach, forget it. They eat meat in the house. After that, they, without touching the skeleton, they put the skeleton outside. That was the god of the Mitzrim, and the dog are going around with the skeleton, all around playing with it. And so, and they have a day, Shavuos. Shavuos is like that. Or, in the shul, the gaba is mechalek and mefazer. Mechalek will be to give each one. Mefazer, put on the floor, or on the table, or on the chairs. Apples and shoshanim. There is another girsa that he threw out, he threw from the roof of the Bet HaKnesset, so maybe from the Bible shul, really from the roof, apples and shoshanim. And the children, it's Marta Tumul, as every day. The Ufruf, c'est Marta Tumul, the children, they pick up the apples and the shoshanim, they bring them to the house. Okay? You know what they say? They say, pick. Like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick B'neyem Iben HaUmes La'avio Itam V'Bes Mikdashim. Everything they do, they are doing with the Kavona. Or it should be a Oynesh LeHamaya, to the people of the world. Or a S'chus and a remembrance for the Iyud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take them out from the garden and will build them the Bes HaMikdash. That means this Minag brought the Rama bring it Lalach, but brought from the Maharil, that is very late, but has very strangely, you have a Minag Kadum. Okay, so it's Epelech. We saw that there is people that put Epelech to say the Bracha, to be Moisi Broches, and attend after Rabel. Epelech and Shoshanim. And the Shoshanim, we saw that has to do with Shoshanim. And this is already from Amman. That means you speak about the between the Beit Rishon and Beit Sheni, Sof, the goals of Yirmiyah, the Shivim Shama, 68 years. So you're speaking that it's Kadum. Now, is it? So Im Yirtzeh Hashem, it should be a good Chodesh. And it should be Keish Echad Belev Echad Achdus. And the Kabbalah's Teira Besimcha. The children should be also in Simcha. Ubepnimius, that means the pnimius, meaning that it's really what we want. Lashon panim is the face, when you talk to a person face to face. So the Torah should be also talking to us, and we should talk divrei Torah face to face. No. Anashim melumada, we have to pay the taxes. No, really. With all the kayak. Grosse dank, and thank you very much to have me again. All the best. So I will leave this year. If somebody wants to make a bracha on the Nesamim, we'll keep it.